am Tai Chi, your host of Frankly Speaking with Tai Chi. Welcome again to our virtual oral gathering of phenomenal listeners. Yes, welcome the gearsome and generous humblers on this in pursuit of new possibilities and pursuit. Every week we meet here for an hour to experience, educate, encourage, and count at each other. Through our joys and our lessons, we share topics, traditions, stories, things we just adore about. But not here. We go beyond judgment and beyond the wreckage. Each week we restart right where we are. And every listening to Radio Fairfax. On your TV, computer, or mobile,
and we are webcast worldwide on the internet
at www.radiofanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfanfan
I'm always so tired of the state. I got it.
But should you miss us, it's okay. You can catch our Power State Night YouTube. Don't miss us. It's a wonderful
Frankly, yes, sir.
I'm migrating to a podcast platform.
It's Apple Play.
Our shows and new Power State Night.
Connect with me online.
Yes,
those emails coming.
There,
those of you who may want to,
you can reach me at Tundra.
Who are emailing
at TundraGarlington.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
For composing and performing our Frankly Speaking theme song.
And for naming it,
I'm listening.
Composing and performing our theme song.
And thank you,
but most of all, thank you for naming it.
I'm listening.
Theme song.
And for naming it,
I'm listening. Well, it's May. We're celebrating our 21st month of Frankly Speaking with Tyra G.
Your stories have been the critical success factor.
You have shared it
authentically
and vulnerably.
The stories
you come up with, stories that shape
you,
stories you use to help shape others, and the impact of stories you have shaped yourself.
They help build our virtual community,
cultures, and generations. We're going to continue to look behind and beyond the words in our stories.
Virtual community,
and cultures,
and
generations.
Behind our words is where our lives
and last year, we initiated Frankly Speaking Beyond with the Get Acquainted
Week
that featured local, national, international,
phenomenal guests
who sat around our virtual
local table.
We called it
Journey of Process.
We shared hopes, dreams, battles, heroes, sheroes, fears, anxiety.
This month,
this is us,
such a successful theme.
It felt like
it
was over.
We're calling it This Is Us.
Our main theme and our June theme is This Is Us.
The next
we like to begin each show with a common thought related to our topic. Take a listen and imagine where it goes when you provide light into the darkness for someone else. The following thoughts are offered by author Ari Young Wansong in her I'd Like to Be 2001 books until today.
It's
an artist's legacy. At night, the ocean can be a dark place. When riding the seas, you can never know for sure if the waters become more turbulent.
And giving. It's
about you never know
as
you
pass,
drift
living
the
course
and
building
ground.
The future.
That is why they're lighthouses.
When
ships lose their way, they are guided
on a clear path.
When there's trouble or danger at sea, you can see refuge by the lighthouse. During a storm, the lighthouse will always guide the ship safely to shore. Best of all, there's always someone in the lighthouse waiting. Be that someone. Be a lighthouse. Let your light be a shining symbol for others. Let everything you do be of service to someone. Stand tall in the knowledge of overtime. Stand proudly during the time. Be aware that who you are and what you know.
must offer can be a beacon to somehow stronger truth. Be a lighthouse keeper. Be on the lookout for lost souls. Be alert to those who may be in need and have nowhere to go or no way to get there. With a need, be a lighthouse to a child. Guide a child, protect a child. You don't have to say much. Just let your child know that you're there should the need arise. Be a lighthouse to an elder, someone who has traveled the sea of life but now needs a bit of warmth and peace. Perhaps a cup of tea of some interesting place. Be a lighthouse to a young man or woman who has lost their way. Or maybe losing their direction in life. Remember, no matter what condition a window or sail reaches the lighthouse, the keeper is always welcome. The keeper always has something on hand or knows what to do to get you up sailing again. My guest this week on Frankly Speaking with Tyra J has become a lighthouse keeper to many in her current season. She's inspirational to the typically not underserved. Who she is now is a result of her own transformational journey. One often, no doubt, at some point she usually has found a light in darkness. She is listening to us from New Jersey. Welcome, Millie, to the table. As you introduce yourself, help the audience understand your story from both the transformation necessary for you and your family to survive and the transformation of Jazz as a matter of choice.
She called her sister.
What are you doing together?
I'm fine, dear. I am fine. I'm happy to be talking to you.
Yes.
And I feel like we're in the living room together.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I ask you to introduce yourself. I like to pretend like each of us is a human boy. So, why don't you introduce yourself with the idea that you want to make our audience read more about Millie? Wrong girl.
All right, thank you, Tyra. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. The intro had me in a bit of a panic because I don't often talk about myself. But thank you for your questions because they were really amazing and guiding, and I was able to put it together thanks to that. So I'm going to start with my name,
yes,
of course, because it's interesting. My name is Milan Harris, but most people know me as Millie. And I think the importance of the name is that it tells a story in and of itself. The name is a journey. I mean, you could see it come through oceans, through cities, you know, and happen to land right here, where I think I belong. As for what I do, I'm an educator, I'm an activist, I'm an entrepreneur, and from time to time, I'm an author. So I'm going to go to your questions because they were really good, and they go to the things that matter. What is the best advice I've ever received? The best advice I ever got, I got from my shrink, my therapist. His name is Roger Colonna. He's in Verona, New Jersey. And he told me, in regards to my long-standing anger against my mother, that you forgive other people so you can move forward. However, that doesn't mean you have to subject yourself to them or their cruelty ever again. And that was freeing. Because I didn't know that those two things were not married to each other. You didn't have to forget. That's almost impossible to have someone. But you can forgive because you have to understand where that came from. And that's a big evolution. You know, you take the lesson because there's always a lesson and you move forward. And at that same point, I spent a lot of time in therapy. Thank God that I was led down that path and that I took that opportunity. And I always recommend it to people who are going through tough times because it can be very life-changing. And so I also realized during that period that anger was really pain turned inside out. And that hurt people is more than a cliche, you know. And when I was in that state of anger, you know, a lot of the most terrible things I did to myself, in my case, I did despite my mother. And it manifested itself in many different forms. But in the end, the person that always got hurt was me. So I had to learn to let that go. And particularly before, I have children. I have three children. And I avoided having children for a long time because I was afraid that I was going to turn into the parent that I had experienced. But I didn't have to, you know, and I learned that through counseling. And
so your therapist was your lifeline in the show.
Yes, I would say so. I like to think that the universe puts you where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
And my therapist came through, you know, a series of health issues. I was going to the gynecologist. I was what they called a habitual miscarrier. And for a long time, I didn't want to have children. Like I said, I didn't want to repeat what I had experienced. But then when I turned a corner and decided I wanted to start a family, and I couldn't, I thought I had put a curse on myself, you know? So, yeah, that's how I ended up with my therapist. He came through my gynecologist. He was her therapist. So I think that's important because, you know, you have to find a fit with that. You have to find a person that's good for you, that you feel comfortable. You just don't want to go talk to anybody. And so that's why it's important to recommend. Because people will see, say you.
Yes.
Sarah, if you recommended a therapist, I would go.
Yes, we trust one another. Promise. Yes.
Right, and we trust one another. And I know that if it's good for you, it would be good for me.
Yes.
So I wanted to do all of that because of that crisis. But also, I didn't know how much I needed to resolve before those children arrived. So you see what I mean? Miscarriages led me to the doctor, who led me to the therapist, who led me to, like, trying to become whole before I became a parent.
And I think it's important. I'm always preaching to anyone who listens. Life is a journey. It is not an event. It is a process. You go through things, and sometimes you go back before you go forward. And that's okay.
We're doing this without GPS.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you will. And don't think of it as going back. Think of it as you have to restart.
Okay.
You have to go back to your starting point. You know? You know, if you go out of your house and you move a degree left or right, it's going to change where you end up.
That's correct. You're right.
Sometimes you just got to go back and start over. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It is.
But I went on to have children, and then I went on to get a divorce, which was not in the game plan, you know? Because women, we're taught to plan our lives. Get married, have kids. But I also realized that that was the toxicity that had been imposed on me. It wasn't me, it was an unhappy marriage. And then I learned that when it came to raising children, one sane parent was much better than two nuts.
about
who we are. I'm not going there.
I think it was. And that story took me years to understand.
But everything has a purpose. And you learn the purpose. Yeah, how do I function as a single parent?
To continue to have a whole household. What kind of things did you do with the kids? I would bring in as many male role models as I could find in my world. And at the time, I was a hairdresser. And I'm going to tell you, some of the most wonderful people who came into my family and supported us all. The guys who went to Donuts for Dad, and they were my gay male friends.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, on the contrary, my children grew up to be open-minded, to embrace the idea that love is love is love is love, you know? And I think that that also made them better people, but it wasn't just them. I mean, it was coaches and the neighborhood dad who would take my son with his kids to the barber shop. You know, there were great men around here, and I'm grateful to them, because they helped me bring balance. I didn't want them to have a one-sided story.
So it worked out really great.
The universe has everything you need. You just have to reach for it. You'd be surprised. People don't reach because they expect rejection.
Or they're afraid. I find a lot of fear. You know, the fear of the unknown.
And that's okay, too.
Everything you're talking about. I love the fact that you built a family through role models.
Community for your children. It really does.
First of all, we know you have a son. What are the other two?
I have two daughters. My son is my oldest. And he's 29. His name is Timmy. He works in education, like I just. And my middle daughter is an environmental engineer. She's happily married. Her name is Tammy. Her husband is Mike. And I have who I call my baby, and I shouldn't do that anymore. My youngest child, she's 19 years old, and she just finished her freshman year in college. Her name is Crystal, and she's a foot taller than I am.
And they're all lovely. You know what I like about Crystal? From afar and sometimes close up, is the relationship we share, which seems to retain the respect of mother-daughter friendship that is helpful to both of us, you know?
And a lot of it is because we share common values, My daughters and I can go to a protest. We do it often. Tammy lives in New York, so we're in the city quite often. And, you know, there's a march for women's rights or, you know, something of that nature. We're there together. So that is a bond, and also Crystal is an interesting kid. She has few words, but yet she'll burn a pencil. She loves to write, and she's a kid who adults want to be cool with. Like even her sister, who is in that New York fast world, and her husband, their friends are like, so does Crystal like me? Yeah, she's interesting. She's an enigma, you know, but that's what happens when people don't pour themselves out and wear their everything on their sleeve. She's just an introverted person. She's very, very aware.
I think it's important for us to repeat what's a lot of introverted. And then you'll hear me say over and over again, that's okay. because the world needs all of us so that we can mix it up.
Yes, absolutely. Can you imagine, Tyra, two extroverted people and all of us, we talk over each other, you know? But the water runs deep.
Now, the one thing I don't want you to slip away from, okay, we got married, we were divorced, one of your many seasons and choices was hairdresser, but you've done some other things that, you know, the brand entrepreneur you wear proudly, perhaps you could share some of that with us as well.
Okay, I would love to. Again, the universe can do everything that you need. And when I was a teenager, I left home very early. Say time again, I've said for over 50 years, I had a terrible relationship with my mother. So I threw all my clothes out the window. My 1964 Chevy shut them in the trunk, and I had 45 cents, which would buy me about 2 gallons of gas back then.
Yes.
And nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. But I went to my godmother's house, and she was gracious enough to take me. And then I had always wanted to go to college. My parents had told me I'd be the first one. But just like you said, the fear, right? The fear of something unknown. When the time came, they were like, no. So I was living with my godmother. I had no direction, no idea what I was going to do. And I went to my graduation back then.
It was my mother's hand.
She said, I answered, what are you doing for your future? And she said, I'm going to beauty school. And I said, okay, I'll go to school. And that's what I did. I negotiated with my parents to move back in the house if they paid for beauty school, which was $400 back then. It's thousands.
I know.
But anyway, I did it. And it gave me a career. And sometimes I would say that I was too foolish and too reckless and too crazy to know that some of those things were like almost impossible to thought that I would hide them. By the time I was 24, I had my own business.
Okay.
And it was a very I wasn't doing well with relationships, managing with people, or had different visions in different directions.
So
ultimately, I was on edge. and I'll be left on my own.
Lessons learned. I've been writing down your steps in your journey, your transformation. So you said something, so astute. You said, I realized the common denominator was me. And this was after you was on the from your second.
I know.
I'm just saying that it is a process, right?
Figuring out who God is the common denominator took me probably 10 years.
And that's, yes.
And not looking at the right thing.
And yet, you can talk about it as a lesson.
Oh, it's a huge lesson. I'll tell you what the lesson is. Don't waste time being angry with people. Again, I repeated the pattern. And what's the worst thing I did to myself, I chose everyone to fight my hardware. You cannot take poison and cheat for the other person to die. And that's what I was doing, and that was mainly, I believe, the lesson that I needed to learn. But the only person that I had any power in all of this,
the code of silence, say it again.
I'll say it again. The only person in any I had any power over with myself.
And once we understand that, yes, but the thing that to me is That is true. And you hear me say over and over again, treat yourself like someone you love.
I think that might be one of the most recent lessons that I learned. And I learned that from the mother of my
would be correct.
So the outcome
of all of that disaster was that I really had to reinvent myself. And I knew that helping other men alone was not the answer. But as I say, the only kids I got on my own,
And that's
kitchen.
Now,
I think it's what Okay, I'm sorry. That's a win. I was saying, how difficult it has been for them to sort of put a priority list together. Children will stay with A, so that's sick. And the person doing research about that one, and it is, and it did. And what that does, of course, exactly. So they shop. When we say, like, from our perspective, we have issues. A lot of underserved or a lot of people who have not just been visible with their history. Yes. And so all of us need a new spin. My ex-husband, so we receive information. I think what you said is we receive what we can fit. And what works for us. Yes, and what works for us. And so what I'd like to do is expand your thought on that to the very fact that you didn't believe you could be who you are now because you were living with the traditional perspective of mother-daughter that you grew up with that didn't work.
I want to know what my career or my skills I want to go to my roots. I didn't want to do what I was first. I need to bring up the fact that my family is not my history. My history is my worth. When people look at me, I get off.
Yeah,
I
mixed up.
Mixed up, yeah. And
he
said, They're hungry.
Yes.
And you know what? person with a very
There is just nothing. nothing that has happened to us till you know. The good, the bad, the scary, to me, time will be wasted. So we take our experience, and not just our experience, but our attitudes about our experiences into these environments to pass on. That's our legacy. That's our legacy.
Thank you, Tyra.
That's what I call, and I'm going to interrupt you because I want you to read your letter. But that's what I call a silent sermon. It's the way you live the life. It's a book that people are reading. Hear that newspaper. Hear that sermon. Don't bring them out. They're just watching what you do, choices you make. And so you are messy, and I'm proud to say but I want to hear, because I like the way you write. I want to hear your letter. We can come back if we have some time after, but I want to hear your letter.
And be seen.
In 30 seconds, can you tell me what would be one additional advice you would give to listeners who are going through a transformative experience right now?
Every day, every season, I don't ever close those doors. Looking back, I am happy to have been there.
Until you can look in the mirror and see yourself,
I've enjoyed many
successes for someone.
If I could roll back some time
and develop a relationship with that person,
with all
and hopefully they can guide
because
you
I just
don't
think all of them were my soulmate. I say that because all of them steps to
I may have to borrow that.
There were some boyfriends.
Also,
some shoes.
Well, I have four pages that I have written.
And
first of all, let me say thank you. Bloomfield, New Jersey. And you have been gracing the microphone of Frankly Speaking with Tyra G. On Radio Fairfax, I love it when we get together courageously to passion and the stories behind and beyond record. Giving each other permission to expose our gifts and imperfections without judgment. Frankly speaking, is our time and space to help heal, educate, and encourage others in the best version of ourselves. So that we're seeing as we explore our gifts and imperfections. In the process, we can redefine traditional perceptions about winning, about beauty, making our mark and making our difference as we journey through our personal and professional lives. There will inevitably be periods of personal frustration and despair. We heard some of that today. During those tough times, it will sometimes appear like and that nothing and nobody could possibly motivate us to move onward in the direction of we are all holding, motivate us to move onward in the direction of it comes in many files. It can be a simple email or text message from someone we respect, an inspiring blog post, an insightful book, helpful neighbor, supportive community, and someone who is attached, an inspiring tell you joy, inspire your mirror with money in a this is Lifeline Information, so listen carefully. I'm going to tell you, see open two gifts this morning, can't deliver your eyes. Every day you wake up, it is God's gift to you. It's not that you are birthed, but your eyes. Every day you wake up, God is saying to you, it's not this. Now see and know that each of us came with a unique set of fingerprints. Each of you is a designed original, created to do what is meant to, frankly speaking. There's some common attributes and qualities you share. Exactly. And when the going gets tough, when we're feeling utterly down and discouraged, we need to remember, ready for this? We are a miracle. We are important. We are stronger than you take stronger than depression, stronger than suicide. And we are smarter than organs and more beautiful than we believe. Yes. This is Tyra G. I'm so happy we had this time together. Your seat at the table is guaranteed. I'm listening. I'm here. Reach out. Treat yourself like someone you love. See you until next time. This is Tyra G. This is Tyra G.